But she knows me really well. She knows how I'm gonna react. Soon as she says it, the spell lifts because I realize it's Sunday. It's actually after midnight. Technically, it's Monday. I can make it to Thursday. Even if I feel this horrible the entire time, I can do that. When you put it like that, I can do that. I can make it to Thursday. And I'll tell you something about my life. My life's taken this very unexpected turn the past few years because I've started talking about this stuff in my comedy a little bit, never as in depth as I'm doing with this show. And I've written about this side of myself a couple times online, and this has led to a situation I never saw coming. Where I am not exaggerating when I say that at this point, I've now received thousands of emails, Facebook messages. Any way people get in touch, they do, and they're people who need help. And a lot of times, I swear to you, they don't even know I'm a comedian. They don't know anything about me. They'll just Google who's willing to talk about this stuff, and then this thing I wrote comes up, and so often they are really young and they need help. And you'll be happy to hear any time somebody asks me for help, I say the same thing straight away. I go, look, first things first, I'm not a professional. And it's not like I can tell you something my shrink told me because she's not really a professional either. But when I answer these messages, especially when they're from young kids, I almost always find myself telling them some version of that Thursday story. And I say, for me, it was that. It was a length of time that I needed to last. For you, maybe it's a place where you feel safe or a person you feel okay opening up to. I don't know. It probably will not be that easy. You don't get to pick what breaks you. You really cannot predict what's going to save you, but please keep your eyes peeled for it. Please, because I bet that it's out there, and I bet you can find yours. Because I found mine, and I never dreamed I'd be strong enough to say that. I mean, there were 15 years of my life. You guys have heard about him tonight. 15 years, where the entire time for 15 years, I was just completely convinced that I was never gonna feel better. And now, when I call my mom, she doesn't have to be scared. And I'm not wasting all this time pretending comedy is gonna fix me somehow. It's not. This isn't the type of thing that gets fixed. You live with it. And I don't hide it anymore. I never have to hide it from anyone ever again because my wife has seen this stuff at its worst. And she still loves me. And I still love that leggy, redheaded punk rocker, even if she doesn't know how to close a goddamn cabinet door.